Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I'll keep it kind of brief because this is about Music Sunday and giving thanks for all the music that God gives to our church, but I had to connect things this morning. And spending time at annual conference this week, the theme was, I see a new church. I see a new church. And so much about what was going on at annual conference was about being in conversation and dialogue and doing a lot of listening. Our annual conference and the leadership wants to be hearing from people, hearing from the churches, hearing from the people that they represent. And so many conversations and dialogues happened, and they just gathered all that was being spoken, compiling it. They're going to be working on doing listening posts throughout the conference over the next months and up to a year, inviting as many people as they can to those listening posts to hear what people have to say about the church, of what it is that they love about the church, of what it is that they're concerned about with the church, of what it is that they want to see for the future of our church, and compiling that so that when it comes to next general conference and when it comes to decisions that need to be made about who we are as a CalPAC conference in relation to the United Methodist Church, that they have all of this data, all of this sharing, all of the pouring out of the hearts of the people in this conference. And the messages that were given this week were related around that. Many a sermon, many a talk about I see a new church. There's all this visual of what people were seeing, what people were imagining, what was out there. But just a week ago, I got challenged about being blindfolded and led by another person out in nature to go and use my other senses to experience and appreciate nature. And that was in my mind, and I thought, you know, we do so much seeing in the church. I see and I love what I see every Sunday morning in all of your faces. I love what I see going on in this church. I love that after every Sunday morning, I can go on Facebook and I can relive through pictures what's happened. And my heart is inspired and my life is enriched and my faith is encouraged by what I see. But I thought, what happens if I close my eyes and start listening? What if on this Music Sunday, I turn off my eyes and make the statement, I hear a church? I think the choir just answered what I hear. I hear something incredible. Can you hear it too? I hear it through the children. I hear it in their giggling glee as they come to church each Sunday, as they run forward to be in the front of the church and to be with God. I hear it as you get excited to pass the peace to one another. So happy to see brothers and sisters in Christ. I hear it in all the music of this church. A church that talks about its diversity and a diversity that can be seen in all our kinds of music that we celebrate and lift up and all the ways that God speaks through it. These whole hearts for God that just burst forth in song, singing the praises of God like our psalm this morning called us to do. In all ways and in all places, giving praise to God. I hear it in our fellowship. I hear it in our outreach lunch. I hear it in each one of you. Sometimes I hear it loudest in the silence that happens. I hear a church. This church, come in 2 weeks and I will have served here for 5 years. I can't believe it's been 5 years. And I was thinking over those 5 years and thinking about all the things that have happened and all of the ways that I've seen God moving in and amongst this place, all of the lives that God has touched through the people and the ministry of this church. And I have to tell you, as I'm challenged to see the future of the church and I'm challenged to hear the future of the church, I cannot tell you that I must tell you that I've never been more excited about what God has planned for this church than I am at this point. Because I see, I hear, I feel God in a way that I never have before. And there's certain ways I admit that there's some uncertainty about what's coming around the corner. When we go into unknowns, there's an anxiety and a stress that can come that's a natural human instinct. But I will tell you, I am choosing to not be anxious. I am choosing to be unafraid. I am choosing to not stress. Why? Because of what I see. And what I hear gives me complete confidence that we are in God's hands and that God will lead us through and God will lead us into a future that is bright in this place. A future of music, a future of being inspired by the Word, a future of being a caring community for one another, connected through the Holy Spirit. A future with kids running around, laughing and inspiring us. A future where God is sung and praised and felt in every way. Because God is so big, just like our kids sang. God is so big, and God has each one of us in his heart and in his capable hands. And just as much so, God has this church in his heart and in this hand, his hands. And he has plans for us. And I cannot wait to see them fulfilled. My friends, can you see it? Can you hear it? Can you feel it? Let's pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for the way that you have blessed this church, the way that you bless us with beautiful music that comes in an abundance and in a way that just overwhelms our ears and our hearts every week. We give you thanks for each and every person in this church that helps that music to happen. For each of our groups, for each of our leaders, for each of our directors, for each of our singers, for each of our accompanists, for each of the people that make it so that we can hear that music through our sound system. For each that you have placed gifts within them and have given that gift back to us, we give you so much thanks, Lord. And as you bless us with music, as you bless us with your presence, as you bless us with your hope, we put our future into your hands. We put all our worries, all of our cares, all of our stresses, all of our anxieties into your hands, knowing that you are a God so big that you can handle all of it. If we will just have faith in you and hold on to the plan that you have. We pray for our church and each and every member, friend, guest, and participant within it. We pray for all who walk through these doors to find you and to find community. We pray for all of the ways that we pour out our faith from this place to reach into our community and reach out around the world as your hands and feet. We pray that you will inspire and guide all that we do, as we do it in faith, and we do it in your most holy name. Amen.